right, it's Dave Lamb time, live from Rally House. We've still got time to come sign up and get that $100 free gift card. We're giving away two more down here off Matlock and 20 in South Arlington. Here's Dave.
Thank you. Well, we've spent a lot of time in recent hardline history talking about the band Goose. Some say too much time. I don't want to talk about Goose. I want to talk about Geese. Because as we've mentioned, there is a competing band that has nothing to do with Goose.
Different style Geese. Of music, yeah. Everything.
Yeah, but they are arguably more successful than Goose.
What? Is there such a thing?
Okay. Well, this story, though... Go ahead, Dave. This is an awesome story.
Yeah, so if you've not heard of Geese, they just put out their fourth album last fall in September, called Getting Killed. And that album, it only peaked at number 96 on the Billboard album charts, but it did go to number one on the Billboard Heat Seekers chart.
Yeah.
And it was very much a player in all of the year-end lists of all of the indie music publications. So Getting Killed was named the number one album of 2025 by The New Yorker and Stereogum. And it also was in the top 10 on Rolling Stone. They had it at number 5. Pitchfork at number 7. And also in the top 10 for Paste Magazine. And they ended up on the bill at Coachella. They sold out their U.S. tour, all of their dates. And so... they were kind of shot out of a cannon, even though they've had a build, their fourth record, their Brooklyn band, but they just suddenly were everywhere. In fact, they ended up on Saturday Night Live. And so I am not a fan. And I hesitate to say this because I am a fan of the Smiths, and a lot of people hate Morrissey's voice.
Yeah.
And to me... here is a song called Cobra, appropriately enough. This is one of the songs off the new record. And see if you are into the singer of Geese. It's like his jaw is wired shut.
Yes.
So the singer is named Cameron Winter. He also is a solo artist.
What sort of accident was he in?
I don't know. I don't think he has to drink smoothies through a straw.
All right, we're sticking to the album.
Because his jaw is wired shut. Okay, and then here is one of their bigger hits as well. This is called Taxes. This is a different vibe and a different singing style.
I wonder if they recorded it in Dallas, Texas.
I regret not doing that one.
God, it's terrible. This is one of their hits?
Yes. Yeah, if you listen to the indie channel on satellite radio, they play this all the time.
Well, again,
it's a relative hit.
Now that I know the story behind it all, what do you hear this, Bob?
Okay.
Is this in the, who cares what they sound like?
Yeah, I'm just setting the stage.
I know.
Okay, so...
I feel like Beavis and Butthead would enjoy these guys.
Yeah, so haters have called them a psyop and said that they were an industry plant. Because how can this... indie band from Brooklyn, who has put out three records that no one cared about, all of a sudden be indie superstars and have headlining slots on festivals and be on Saturday Night Live and being on the top of the Billboard Heat Seekers chart and being on all of these top 10 lists. How does this happen?
Okay.
And so there has been some evidence to prove that that is at least partly true, that the old axiom of industry plant does hold some weight in this case. So in March, there is a digital marketing company called Chaotic Good, and they appeared on Billboard's On the Record podcast at South by Southwest, and they explained kind of their methodology. So they say that they create networks of social media pages, mostly on TikTok, and they use those social media pages to drive a band's music into the recommendation algorithm. So they're trying to game the system. And so songs are dropped into the backgrounds of videos to get them trending. Live clips of the band are shared, and they use burner accounts, comments, sometimes fake accounts talking to other fake accounts, an ecosystem of fabricated responses to manufacture buzz around an artist. And because TikTok and YouTube are where young people increasingly discover new music, this has really helped drive the success of a lot of artists, Geese in particular. And so they use thousands of these bots, these fake music accounts, to do what they call trend simulation. And so Chaotic Good has used trend simulation to create millions of impressions of Geese
when no one's listening to them.
Incredible.
And it worked.
Yeah.
Why did they choose them?
I don't know.
Like,
I mean,
why would you?
They're label, and so they're on Partisan Records. I imagine their label hired this marketing company, Chaotic Good, to pump
to
up their artist. And so,
well, you could chart. How much money is that worth to create? You know, the American K-pop that just came out of nowhere,
right? And so, in April, just a little earlier this month, there was a viral Substack, Bob. And this was published by a singer-songwriter by the name of Eliza McLam. And she did a little research, and she traced the connection between Geese and Chaotic Good, because nobody had kind of put two and two together. You know, the Chaotic Good had talked about their methodology, but they didn't talk about it in relation to Geese. And people were wondering how Geese got so popular, but they didn't know that they were working with Chaotic Good. And so this singer-songwriter, Eliza McNabb, or McLam, says, one of her quotes in this Substack post, she says, "If 100 people think your song sucks, Chaotic Good will create 200 people who think your song is awesome." So they drown out the noise.
Yeah.
Anybody that has anything bad to say, it gets shouted down by fake accounts that say, "No, this is awesome. Geese is my new favorite band.
Yeah, you're so stupid."
So it's basically modern politics.
Yes. And so her post on Substack goes viral. And after she did that, Chaotic Good, on their website, they wiped any mention of Geese and any mention of narrative campaigns.
How about that? They wiped the slate clean because they got busted.
Yeah. They didn't want anyone to do any more searching and find connections between the two.
Wow. So this is a real far relation, but is Goose? Because P1 sent us a story thinking it was Corby's band.
Right, yeah.
And I wonder if Goose is getting caught up in this just because of name confusion.
They might be, but I mean, well, the people that are into Goose, though, they're so hardcore, and they know the drill. They know that there's nothing.
But you can understand from us casuals,
oh, yeah,
we had not heard of Goose until, like, it feels like a few weeks ago. I'm sure that's wrong.
9 months ago, I went and saw him and did a segment.
Yes, but you know what I'm saying.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
it
for sure.
It feels like I've heard of them.
But they have been mentioned together because Billy Corgan, he had a viral comment saying that they needed to fight it out over the name.
Yeah, who gets the name? It is ridiculous, but, like, I guess Goose has been around for a decade and
Geese has been around for half a decade.
Yeah. And I mean, and they really did do the Goose thing the organic way.
Yeah, that's an organic build for sure.
Right.
But so this is kind of the modern evolution of pay for play, the old
plug-ola payola.
Yes.
That's a yes.
Because back in the day, and we used to have to sign in our company handbook, we had to sign that we would not accept gifts.
Right.
In exchange for mentions, because back in the old days, record labels would ply DJs with dinners and backstage passes or lines of blow
yeah.
to, hey,
just mention any song.
Just play this record.
Right.
Play this record for us, and you can have anything you want.
Yeah.
And so this is the evolution of that, creating bot farms, basically, to pump up an artist. And it also is kind of like
– Is Geese – were they aware that all this was going on?
I'm sure they were complicit, yes.
Okay, that is so sorry. Or is it worth it? Like, I don't care, I want to be famous type thing.
This is how Liv was going for a while. Like, I don't think that's ever been proved, but...
Like the bots?
Yes.
Yeah, I agree.
Well, yeah, and so this was...
Liv is awesome.
This played out...
I just think it's really refreshing to have a competitor to the PGA Tour.
This played out last year. There was a lawsuit against Spotify because there was a rapper who
That's right.
who claimed that many accounts, including Drake, that their streaming numbers are faked, that there are bot accounts that are pumping up their numbers on Spotify.
And again, if you're a band and you...
What?
Sorry. And you hear that it's...
Pull that laugh.
It was weird. But if you're a band and you're aware, like your manager, somebody in the band's like, dude, you know what's going on here? Do you stop it immediately? You call your own foul? Or you just let it play out and like, whatever, bro.
Gosh, we're so successful. Yeah, I hope it's not inauthentic.
As the mailbox money starts pouring in, you don't care. I mean, and I'm sure that they have plenty of legitimate fans who love them and go see their shows. They obviously sold out.
Right.
All their shows, but how many of those fans were convinced to go buy those tickets by bot accounts?
George Texan said that guy sounds like head wound David Byrne.
Yeah, it's like so over the top artsy that I can't even.
No. Ew, it's gross.
Yeah.
But now it's even grosser.
But again, how much of modern society trends and fads are because of buzz on social media? It could be restaurants, it could be bands, it could be
sure.
oh, anything.
Yeah. There's no doubt.
And if the price is right, I suppose you can have like that
we are all manipulated by our own personal algorithm.
Well, but yes, but a lot of it is just faked. And,
right.
And
things are inserted into your algorithm because they are paid for.
A couple years ago, that documentary about Khashoggi called The Dissident was, I think it won the Oscar for best documentary. And a big part of that was the bot farms in Saudi Arabia and their neighboring countries that were trying to like manipulate like public opinion, whether it be in the presidential election or whatever. I mean, they can absolutely just take over forms of social media and try to like steer brains in a certain direction, and it's wild.
You got to watch it, right? I mean, but
yeah.
make
your own judgments, but just consider the source.
Yeah. All right, good stuff, Dave Land.